Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the late, great Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers bringing us back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Meet the Henrys, author of Luxury Marketing Disrupted, author of, you get the picture. I mean, she's written all the important books on retail. I encourage you to check them out. Pam, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your great work, your research. Your research is awesome and solid.
Thank you.
And we always love having you here reporting on your research and others, which we appreciate that about you, too. Okay, so in the previous segment, we talked about the past holiday season and where the growth was, what were the internals, where the growth was heavily in e-commerce, and what we're going to do going forward. And you're in the process. You're going to be giving a speech soon in this week, later this week in another part of the world, talking about something I want you to share with us a little bit about right now.
Yeah. Well, I'll be at the Dallas Merchandise Market, and I will be talking about multisensory retail and how retailers really need to appeal to the five senses. And if we look at and you know, the implications are real for any small business that has people or customers coming in the door, is that you have to engage them more than just visually, and retailers really are heavy on visual, but they really need to program and strategically use sound and scent and textures and touch, that
visual
touch feeling
and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all of those things. I mean,
when I watch my wife, when I go shopping with my wife, and she walks through a ladies' department, she touches 25 garments with her fingertips before she pulls one off the rack.
Right. Well, you know, that's a psychological factor called the endowment effect, because if a customer touches something, you know, brings something into their hand, it gives them a feeling of ownership toward that thing. I mean, this is all psychological.
It's not, just the analog human part of us that's never going to change.
Exactly.
We're pre-wired.
So the more that people touch and pick up and engage that textual, you know, that touch sense, the more likely they are to buy and buy something.
And so you can't do that. Really, you can't do that online, can you? Isn't that where we have an advantage?
You can't.
If we can promote that, how do we promote that? How do we get customers, prospects, to want to come and experience those five senses in our business and not do without that online?
Well, I mean, first we take down the signs that say, if you broke it, you know, you bought it. I mean,
that's funny. That's good. Good point.
But you know, I think what we want to do is we want to get customers to spend more time in the store. So the more time they spend, the more likely they are to buy.
Right.
And then the more they engage their senses, and that means touching and talking, and the more they engage, the more likely they are to buy. So if we
and you know, this experience, the idea of having experience at your store, at your business, is important. And it doesn't mean that you have to do it all the time. It's just a matter of engaging them at least once every so often, so about something that's relevant to them, not just about what you're going to sell.
Right. Well, you want to make them feel comfortable. Sound is so important. The music that you play in your store, I mean, you understand the power of music because you use it in your opening segment. Well, in terms of a store, retail environment, you do not want to play fast music.
Right.
You want to play slow
and no rap.
People, exactly, and I would even say no rock and roll. You want to play, you know, maybe soft rock, but jazz, soft, slow music, even classical music, because people move to the sound of the music. I mean, that's how they're programmed, and that again is a psychological effect. But you know, you see it in restaurants. Restaurants want to turn tables fast, so they play horrible fast music to get people in and out quickly.
Yeah.
But this, you know, research has shown that if a restaurant plays slower music, and you know, particularly classical music, people will spend more time and they'll spend a lot more money.
What about
and
this, Pam?
So what do you want to do?
When somebody comes in the store, what we say to them matters too. Hey, come on in, ma'am. I'm glad you're here. Come spend some time with us. What can we do to help you? What's on your mind? What have you learned so far about what you're looking for? You know, something to get them to feel like that they're welcome and that you want them to hang around.
Exactly, exactly. I feel, you know, that the classic, you know, hello, may I help you kind of answer always gets, you always shut people off rather than invite them in. So you really need to treat people coming into your store like you would treat them if they were coming into your own home.
Don't just greet them. Start a conversation with them.
Exactly. And you can use a lot of cues and clues from the way people are dressed. And, you know, you can tell a lot from people and to invite them in and say, you know, we got this great new thing. I just opened it up, you know, and I just put it out, you know, engage them in some kind of way that gets them really talking to you, not just, you know, how's the weather or may I help
Pam,
you?
I need your website, please.
Oh, my website is unitymarketingonline.com, and I just released a brand new study on our survey of luxury insiders. So if people want to know what's going on in the luxury market,
come back soon and let's talk about that. Hey, Pam, good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
And good luck in Dallas. And I know you'll knock your socks off. And we'll see you next time. Pam Danziger.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.